University of Maryland news for the week of October 25th to 29th, I'm Ashley Westerman. The university's freshman class this fall has been named the most academically prepared, talented, and diverse freshman class in the history of the university. Assistant Vice President of Undergraduate Admissions Barbara Gill said the university received more than 26,000 freshman applications and admitted almost 45% of those who applied. Most admitted students earned an A to B-plus average in high school and took the most challenging courses, including honors, AP, and IB courses. In addition, 38% of the freshmen classify themselves as students of color, and approximately 45% of them are enrolled in either the Honors College or College Park Scholars. The University of Maryland Center for Integrative Environmental Research is conducting a study to test the feasibility of developing wind farms in Maryland's Atlantic coastal waters. Public policy professor and the center's director, Matthias Ruth, said the potential for offshore wind is very strong. The study has found that offshore wind development must address two serious issues in order to move forward: likely interference with the NASA Wallops radar installations and military operations, as well as inadequate transmission facilities on the eastern shore that would raise the cost of transporting energy considerably. In the final days of the election, a new report from UMD's Center for American Politics and Citizenship says that Governor Martin O'Malley has raised almost 50% more money for re-election than his challenger, former Governor Bob Ehrlich. Ehrlich has relied more on contributions from individuals, while O'Malley has relied more on interest groups. Paul Hernson, director of the center, said that the roles in terms of candidate fundraising has reversed from 2006. The study shows that 72% of Ehrlich's $7.3 million raised is from individuals, while only 60% of O'Malley's $11.1 million is, as of October 22nd. And the university was one of 15 schools awarded a $400,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Education to put toward creating a Center of Excellence for Veteran Student Success. The University Assistant Director of Grants and Scholarships, Kelly Kessler, said one of the reasons they qualified for the grant was because the university is so proactive in trying to address the needs of veteran students. Kessler said they have four main goals when it comes to using the grant money: increasing awareness and communication across all campus units about the veteran community, ensuring academic success, fostering enhanced connection to student life, and increasing collaboration between faculty, staff, and advisors to work on ensuring a more diverse body of veteran students.
There is really not a great deal of research at this point that's current around the veteran student experience. And we, again, because of our, you know, uniqueness in that we have a very robust military sociology program, we have, you know, a number of things going for us to really bring together and provide some updated research on best practices, what works, what the challenges are, and how to address those for our veteran community.
Coming up next week at the university, the Center for Social Value Creation and the Program on Philanthropy and Nonprofit Management is hosting a forum on social entrepreneurship on Monday, November 1st in Van Munching. Go to discuss how social issues are being addressed with entrepreneurial projects and how you can create your own social venture. On November 3rd, the day after the election, join the Maryland School of Public Policy in Van Munching to discuss the impact of the election with a panel of experts. The panel will include William Galston of the Brookings Institute, Jeremy Rosner of Greenberg, Quaylen, and Rosner, and Professor I.M. Dessler of the School of Public Policy. The discussion begins at 12:15. And on Friday, if you haven't already gotten one, the University Health Center is offering free walk-in flu vaccinations from 1:30 to 3 p.m. Students get it free, while faculty and staff only pay $15. This podcast is a production of University Communications. From the University of Maryland News Desk, I'm Ashley Westerman.